This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from BFM 89.9. I'm Meera Sivasudhi. Now, after 8 years on the air, we're bringing the Bigger Pictures Health and Living to you, live, on the ground. A whole day with the experts, debunking myths behind heart disease and diabetes, addressing our love affair with food. Of course, George will be there talking about sperm. So join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on Saturday, 2nd of April. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
Good afternoon, I'm Jermaine B, and this is Careers Unusual, where we speak to people with jobs that are off the beaten path. Continuing on our science series this month, today we have Dr. Lim Li Wei, neuromodulation researcher, who will be sharing with us about the use of deep brain stimulation to treat dementia, a chronic or persistent disorder of the mental processes. Hi, Dr. Lim. Thank you for taking this call.
Hi, Jermaine.
Firstly, can you share with us on what does a neuromodulation researcher do? Is it basically a study of the brain?
Yes. Neuromodulation, basically, you need a researcher to implant an electrode into the brain, and with the delivering of electrical current into the brain to control the cell firing and stability of the brain.
Okay, what inspired you to pursue such a unique study?
This has traced back a long, long time ago because my father passed away due to electrocution, I think about 30 years ago when he was working in Singapore. So because of this, I'm gaining curiosity about how can I use electricity to treat patients. So when I finished my medicine, I tried to look for a laboratory that I can work on using electrical current to treat diseases. So I applied for a master's degree in Europe. So I got the opportunity to work in this lab that's in Maastricht University. That's how I started about my neuromodulation research for mood and anxiety disorder. Then later, I got my Lee Kuan Yew Research Fellowship in Singapore. Then I further my research into neurodegeneration disease, such as Alzheimer's disease, for memory enhancement using electrical stimulation.
I see. So what is neuromodulatory treatment or deep brain stimulation?
Deep brain stimulation is using electrical current to control the neuronal activity in the brain as well as its microcellular environment. That means we can deliver electrical current into the brain, then we can control how the cell behaves, for example, to increase its cell firing. By doing so, we can increase the neurotransmission in the brain, such as serotonin, dopamine. We can increase it or decrease it. So this is the one way how we can drive the neuron activity in the brain. So in return, this will control the behavior of a person.
So it's basically increasing the number of brain cells?
It depends, but in certain neuromodulation, for example, in the neurodegenerative disease, deep brain stimulation has been shown to increase the number of brain cells in the brain, which could eventually help to enhance memory behavior, the learning and memory behavior. It has been shown in the animal model, and now as for the patient, which is currently on clinical trials. This is one of the mechanisms has been shown for this neurodegenerative disease. So on the other hand, let's say for depression, it could help to enhance the serotonin in the brain, which eventually helps to tackle the problem of depression as an antidepressant mechanism.
Correct me if I'm wrong, I read that dementia may be caused by brain diseases or injury, which can then lead to memory disorders, personality changes such as depressions, and even impaired reasoning, like what you mentioned earlier, depressions. But how
yes.
can deep brain stimulation help curb dementia?
As we age, our brain cells tend to die. And the problem with our aging, that our brain cells, they are not able to regenerate. So using electrical stimulation, and in my research, we have shown that after continuous stimulation for 1 month, we are able to generate new cells. And we have shown that these newborn cells are able to help in the learning and memory impairment. Not only that, we have also shown, which is not published, we have shown that not only by the newborn cells, there are other mechanisms that also help in the learning and memory behavior.
I read that the process of the formation of new brain cells involves electricity. Wouldn't that be a dangerous procedure?
Not necessarily, because the neurotransmission in the brain is not only by chemical but also by electrical currents, which help in the propagation of information. As we know that the electrical current in the brain will also help for the propagation of information from one brain region to another brain regions. So it depends on what current of electricity that we are using. If we use a very high voltage of electrical current, it could bring damages to the brain. If we use an appropriate electrical current, or we call the electrical stimulation parameter, and it could be very useful. And in the research, we have tried to use different stimulation parameters such as low frequency, high frequency, and also different stimulation amplitude with what we call the current intensity, which help to deliver electrical current to the brain. So this current intensity is very important. If we use a very high current, and this could bring damages to the brain. So in the end, we still have to use a proper or the appropriate current for such a memory enhancement or antidepressant effect.
So while enhancing the growth of brain cells, what are the side effects?
If we can't control this growth of cells in the brain, in the end, there's a possibility that it would turn into a tumor. That means the cell will grow uncontrollably. So in the end, it would turn into a tumor cell. But this is very unlikely. And we have not seen this in our animal model, that we observe tumor cells in the brain. But that is one of the possibility. But so far, it's rather difficult for us to generate new cells in the brain. So I think what we have generated is just about 1 or 2% of these newborn cells in the brain. I don't think that there will be any side effect. Because in our research, we have shown that electrical stimulation is able to generate memory enhancement. At the same time, we also screen for their side effects, such as using mood and anxiety behavioral tests to look at any side effect. So far, we have not seen any side effect in our animal model, so we can rule out the possibility of this side effect.
Your treatment targets the prefrontal cortex of the brain, is that right?
This is one of the targets. We still have many targets, such as the endocrine cortex, the phonics stimulation target, and other brain targets, which is currently ongoing. So in the next step, we are going to conduct our research in the neurodegenerative disease model. What we have shown in the past, we just show it in the age animal model, which is a good model to start with to know that which brain target will be the most effective. So the next step of challenge will be in the neurodegenerative model of Alzheimer's disease.
So you mentioned animal model a couple of times. What kind of animals do you use for usual test subjects?
Oh, at the moment, we are using the rat as an animal model for this electrical stimulation study.
But the human brain is such a complex organ. Maybe you can help us understand how can it be comparable to a test subject like a rat?
It's quite a difficult question, because what we can see from our neuromodulation research, it could be a very good experimental animal model to screen for which brain target is the most effective and what stimulation parameter is the most effective. Because we cannot do this in a human subject, for electrical stimulation, in the end, we have no choice. We have to go back to the animal model to test for electrical stimulation and what mechanism involved. That means after electrical stimulation, we will collect the brains and we will slice the brain into very thin slices, and we will do a lot of immunohistochemistry or biochemical experiment on the brain to look at how does electrical stimulation affect the brain mechanism. And this will open up a new window for our neuromodulation research. So far, in 10 years, animal models have contributed a lot to the development of clinical neuromodulation.
Looking at another area of your expertise on depression, how did you discover breakthrough treatment for depression? April last year, right?
Yeah, it was published in March and later the news catch up in April. How did it come about? When I finished my PhD, at the time I was working on mood and anxiety disorder using neuromodulation. And my grandmother suffered depression for almost 20 years after my father passed away. So I was wondering whether we can use electrical stimulation to treat depression. And that time in 2008-2009, there was a study published in Neuron by Helen Maybert in the States. She found out that electrical stimulation could possibly tackle depression. But at that time, we did not know which brain target is the most effective. For example, if a patient comes to you and asks you for which brain target to stimulate, and at that time there's a different brain target that we can use for electrical stimulation. And during that time, we have no clue of which brain target is the most effective for depression. So we have been working this for almost 4 years. We stimulate as many targets as possible to see which brain target is the most effective. And we have stimulated for almost 6 or 8 different brain targets. And we have found out that one specific brain target, that is the medial prefrontal cortex stimulation, bring the most optimal behavioral outcome. So that time, we try to publish our paper in the Translational Psychiatry. It has been over about 6 months. Then only we managed to publish it in this journal with the outcome of our study that showing medial prefrontal cortex is the most effective target.
I see. So are you saying that deep brain stimulation is actually a permanent solution to dementia-related disorders?
No, I don't think so. Deep brain stimulation could be symptomatic. We still do not know the outcome yet. At the moment, there are several clinical trials have been going on. We still have to wait for the larger clinical trials to prove whether is it very effective or not effective. We still do not know. At the moment, there's a possibility that we can use electrical current to treat dementia. How does it go? We still do not know. Probably this deep brain stimulation, we can use this method by other means, like using drugs to treat this dementia.
So probably like a combination of different treatments.
Yeah, this is what I'm thinking also. Whether deep brain stimulation is effective, we still do not know.
So besides the obvious medical field, what other fields would be relevant with respect to neuromodulatory treatment?
Besides neuromodulation using electrical deep brain stimulation, because deep brain stimulation is quite an invasive surgery that we apply on the patient and then we deliver electrical current. So the next step would be using a non-invasive method such as transcranial magnetic stimulation or the ultrasonic magnetic stimulation, which is a non-invasive way to stimulate the brain. At the same time, we can also use optogenetic to modulate the gene function in the brain, which is much more specific to stimulate certain part of the brain with specific mechanism. I think that will be the future drive for neuromodulation research.
That was Dr. Lim Lee Wei, a neuromodulation researcher, and you've been listening to Careers Unusual, BFM 89.9.
You're still here. Good. Now, if you're listening to this podcast while on the treadmill, you're already off to a good start. If you're not, don't forget to join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on the 2nd of April. Find out how you can live a better, healthier life. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.